Well, hello, targeted individuals and seniors and veterans. Hello and happy new year. It's a new year, right? And to God be the glory. Okay. My voice is like this. I feel like I'm gonna cry, but that's all right. It's a good thing. You see, I'm so happy today because it's a new year. The program have been officially exposed. I like that word. It's been exposed. Just like the syphilis experiment was exposed. Just like MK Ultra was exposed. It's been exposed. Now, guess what? The thing about it is, all these other programs have been exposed. But guess what? Guess what? They've just incorporated them into another experiment. They don't stop. When they say they're going to stop it, they don't stop. We've been found out. Okay, we've been exposed. Okay, we'll stop it. They've never stopped it. See, that's the problem. They've never stopped the experiments from the 50s and 60s. They just added them all up, even though they promised the people, American people, we're going to stop these. It's a shame and a disgrace. We get on the news and say an apology. We're so sorry we did this. We didn't understand. Yes, you did. Stop playing with us. Okay? Stop your evil experiments for good. Don't come up with another one. Don't come up with one after this one. Targeted individual, let this be the last experiment you ever come up with in life, and let us stay on their head to make sure that happens. That's the problem. We've not been in your head. We need to be on y'all's head, government, because you're a mad scientist. We didn't know that. We know it now. You're a mad scientist. That's why from the 50s, every experiment you ever came up with, you're still doing them today. In this experiment, in this torture, you've got all these techniques and technology from the past experiments added, rolled into one. Ta-da! Targeted individual. So that's why we're so dogged out. You're doing everything to us. All that stuff you're doing to us that you did in the past, and you added new stuff, technology. So you really got us in a messed up state. It's got to stop. It's been exposed. Now let's end it. Oh, we got help. Help is on the way. Oh, we got help. We shouting it out. We don't have to tell you who we shouting it out to. You watching up our behind, you see what we're doing. We don't care. Watch all you want. We want you to go away and never come back. And don't come back with a different experiment. Don't do that. See, this too soon shall pass. But it don't need to come back with another experiment. Here come the government with another secret experiment. Don't do that, sir. Mr. Government, Miss Government, whoever you are, whatever you are, however many of you are it is. Whoever you are within that makes up the government that comes up with all these experiments, don't do it again. That's just our message to you today. Government, don't come up with another experiment. Don't do that. Just live your life. You're the government. Do government stuff. It ain't to experiment on people. I promise you. Your job, government, is not to experiment on people. So stop doing it. Find another way to come up with whatever you're trying to get. Do that. But don't go around trying to be Satan and then stop and you want the respect from being the government. You can't do both. You must be a respectable government, and that's the end of it. You can't secretly keep experimenting on your people and it's your entertainment. See, you might have to check yourself into a center and get some help. All of you, because I'm sure it's more than one person. But you're not intelligent. That's why you want to hurt people and you don't feel any shame, any remorse. And that's because you're narcissistic, psychotic, and you're a sociopath. And you're a voyeur, you understand, and a pervert. So please stand down and stop it. We don't want you in our lives. I'd like to go to a sports game in person without 100, people with sunglasses following me around like I'm the president. I'd like to sit at a sports game and watch the sports like a normal human being. I'd like to go to a concert, see Cardi B, I don't know, somebody. Just, I can't go nowhere and without making it a spectacle of the situation. I don't want to make a spectacle of the sports situation because I'm sitting here now all of a sudden. It's like the president have walked in. Look, everybody's starting to see everybody with sunglasses watching everybody. No, that's crazy. Who are you? You can't do that to people. You cannot violate people. You can't do it. You're doing it, and you need to stop. You need to stand down, cease and desist, call it off, and call it a day. This is a new year, 2022. You're out of here. You're out of here. We're making flyers. We're talking to people. You're out of here. Quit trying to hold on. You're out of here. You've been discovered. You've been exposed. Okay? You can get online and tell everybody to, hey, it's not over, guys. We can keep this going. No, you can't. No, you can't. You've been exposed. It's wrong. Out of there. Get out of here. Okay? We don't want you to control our minds and our lives. By the grace of God, my life has been opened up to the sports world, where I'm looking into it and I see them with this beautiful selves playing sports. It's just like, you know, it's foreign to me almost, because it's like my handlers have taken it away from me, taken everything away from me and everybody away from me. They want me to themselves, off to the side, and they want to watch my naked butt all day and night on camera. See, and watch me walk around my house, watch me in a tub, watch me on a toilet, watch me sleep, watch me while I'm going to the store. They're going to come in the store with me. Is that normal? I don't think so. Celebrities don't live with that scrutiny. That's a little too close. Paparazzi not getting that close. You crossed the line. You did a bad thing. We're over it. Now you go ahead and get over it and leave us alone. Stand down. At the end of the day, I want to say, we're ashamed of you, government. You've dropped the ball. You've done it again. Another experiment. Shame on you. Shame on you. You probably already have the apology in your files. Well, we're never going to have to apologize one day when it comes past. Get that apology out and give it to us. Admit it. Admit you're wrong. You did it. You did wrong. You need to admit you're wrong. Let me explain to you why you need to admit you're wrong. Okay? Because ex-president Bill Clinton said, and I quote, when he apologized to the survivors, because you usually do these experiments to the death of the radiation experiment, you know, he didn't know nothing about it. We're sorry. Of course, you got that experiment, that fake apology. But anyway, during his apology, he said, and I quote, when the government does wrong, then they have a moral responsibility to admit it. Admit it and go away and leave us alone. That's what time it is. It's time for you to admit you're wrong. You have a moral responsibility to admit it, government, and go away. Once you admit it, go away. And don't come up with another one. Don't go away and say, well, they got us messed up. We'll fix them now. Now we're going to come up with a doozy. We'll do this, we'll do that. They'll never figure it out. Don't do that. Just go on and live your lives and stop it already with the experiments. Let the world be like God wants it to be. You're not God. You're an evil, mad scientist. All of you. And shame on you. Shame on you. I've been researching all the horrible experiments you've done over the years, and it repulses me. I've posted a lot of the experiments. Not all of them, but a lot of them on my Twitter. They sicken me. They sicken me to look at all the things you've done to children in the name of experimentation. Shame on you. Shame on you. Sure, you deleted some of my videos. I don't care. These podcasts that I'm speaking right now in, I don't care. I'm going to keep coming. Okay? Like a locomotive train. Because you're trying to violate me. You don't get to do that. Because I didn't do nothing wrong. You just have a thing for me. And let me tell you something else I know. I know you guys have a pedophile department. Okay? Let me tell you why I know it. I know it from firsthand experience. Let me tell you why and how. Because when you selected me for this sick program, I was a child. I was a child. I was a child, baby. And you chose me. I was a beautiful little child, and you have me now. So you think you own me. Because you've had me for so long. So long. I've even had boyfriends that were murdered, which you probably had something to do with. Is that crazy or what? You don't want me to have nobody. You want me.
You can't have me. You don't get to have me. No. No more. Go away. Stand down. Leave me alone. Leave us all alone. We want nothing to do with you. We're repulsed by you. We know about all your horrible experiments. We know we're in this recent one, but it's going to end. It's been exposed, and it's going to end because we're going to work hard and help it to end. And we have a lot of people out there on our side that are going to be talking about it too. You're going to stand down and go away. Cease and desist. Stand down. Go away. You've been exposed. Now let's end it. And I want to read this before I go so you don't forget it. When the government does wrong, then they have a moral responsibility to admit it. Get your speech ready, government, and admit it. And leave us alone. With that said, I want to go ahead and say my wonderful prayer for my wonderful, beautiful, targeted individuals all over the world. We're going to be fine one day. I'm going to go to a sports game. You know, I'm going to travel. I might even date. I don't know if I can date. I don't know if I can trust that again. But anyway, that's no big deal to me. So I'm going to go for my grandkids, start making too much noise because they're here today. And I love them here. Okay. Prayer for Victory, read by Yaya. Dearest loving Father, I'm tired of being knocked down again and again. I'm weary of the attacks upon my life and my soul. Want to defend me, Lord? Rise up, O Heavenly Father. Rise up and fight for me. My wounds and my hurt are only part of my story, but they are not who I am. I'm done with being a victim. I'm finished believing Satan's lies. Cast him out, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Cast out the enemy now. The only thing left, the only thing that matters, is sweet Jesus. Holding out his hand, lifting me up, embracing me as his restored child. Let me know that your victory begins inside with the conquest of my heart. With Christ as my Savior and King, to him go all honor, all glory, and all thanks. From the bottom of my heart, from the depths of my saved soul, in the holiest name of all, Jesus Christ, amen. And guys, try to grab as much normalcy as you can. That's why I reached out into the sports. I love it. And it's just been taken from me. I don't get to enjoy it. But I'm going to start back enjoying it, sharing it. It excites me. I like how it feels, the environment of the sports world, of the rappers and that. I love all that. Cardi B and you know what I mean? The Brat, Lil' Kim. I love all this. And they're trying to take it from me so that I'm left an empty vessel with no spark. They want the spark in me. Can't have it. So I'm going to let my grandkids say bye. Hey, guys, say bye.
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 Okay? Bye. Yeah. Hello, veterans. Hello, targeted individuals. Hello, seniors. I said it in a different order now. But let me tell you something so funny. Oh, my God. We're winning. I can safely say that because they're losing their minds. They're losing their minds. They're losing their minds. My handlers, I can kind of judge a lot from my handlers because my handlers are the ones with all the technology, government, military, auto industry. So I can look at and see what my handlers are doing and kind of report kind of a little bit differently than everybody else is reporting because they're like the mechanics behind things, military, auto industry, and the government. So they think they're God and they're watching and they're looking and they got a plan. They're looking at my life so close and they're judging. You know, they want me to be targeted and they want to target me, but not just me. They want the program to go on so they can continue to get this money. They don't want this to end. I was just in my bedroom recording and they stopped it. And I just noticed that the gentleman a couple doors down that just moved in, he's the newest gangstalker. He's there now. So he's probably the one that did it. So I started the recording again. I'm going to see if he'll do it again. So, yeah, guys, it's grown people playing games with our technology and our minds and things like that. This is just unkind people. That's all it is. It's not a big deal.
But I like to see what he's going to do next. Like, I came in another room. And he knows I'm in this room. Because, see, they have cameras in every room of your house. They know what room you're in, what you're doing, when you're doing it. So he's looking. I'm looking right out the window at him. He's going to probably go try to disconnect my recording again. I'm just going to watch. But if he does, I'm going to get a picture of him before he pulls off. Or I'll just run out as soon as he disconnects it, and I'll get his picture for you guys. Okay? So either way, they're not going to win. You watching me, but I'm going to watch you harder. I'm going to watch you a lot harder. You think you're watching me, but you're going to know what watching is now, because I'm going to watch you way harder, closer than you've been watching me, because you deserve that. You don't have the right to stalk someone's life and make like it's normal. Sorry, not in 2022, doll. Nah, we're not going to play crazy in 2022. We're going to play like intelligent grown-ups with morals and values and integrity and dignity. Yeah, those type of things. See, the thing about me is I can just start talking and it's kind of just flow. You know why? Because my situation is so surreal. It's like you could just talk about it. You could always think of something else to say about it. What I want to say about mine is that the recordings that they deleted, let me tell you why they deleted them. They deleted the recordings because I talked about the police officer that came to my home illegally. They made my alarm just start sounding. I'm sitting down. I had to sit down probably 10 minutes. Boom, 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 boom. The alarm starts going off. They don't want you to know that the police and guardian are working together to make that happen. So they deleted that podcast. The guy that came to my house and changed the locks that works at ADT, they don't want you to know that he might lose his job. So they deleted that podcast. But guess what? I'm making this one today. And the guy outside right now is getting ready to try to erase it, but watch this. I'm going to be a little slicker, okay? I'm going to see him on the flip side. So there, I'm going to go ahead and record this because someone that just deleted the one I just recorded is waiting to do the same to this one. So I'm just going to outsmart them. And all I really wanted to talk about was the ones that they deleted. One was deleted about the guy that came to my home and was changing my locks illegally with my daughter here, sitting here, you know, in my house, you know, because I had gone to the market, and that was when I was just leaving her in the house because I didn't want anybody to come in. So he came in while I was at the market and started changing my locks and told her I told him to. He works at ADT. Came to give me a, you know, what is that called? I don't know. Sign you up, whatever. So they deleted that podcast because they don't want that to come out. They don't want that to be heard over the airways. This guy that works at Guardian, that works at ADT, came to her house and changed her lock. He's a gang stalker. They don't want that out. See, they try to be very secretive. They deleted it. They technology freaks. They deleted it. They're waiting. They're going to delete some stuff. So, yeah, just see the gang stalker just pulled up, which I'll probably get his picture before he pulls off because, like I said, if he deletes this, I'll see it in a second. And before he pulls off, I'll give you guys his picture. So either way, I'm going to win. You're not going to win. You're not going to just come into my life and you're perverted people and I'm going to allow it. Can't do that. Sorry. I don't care who gave you permission. You're perverts. I won't allow that. You're perverted older men that have a thing for me in the wrong way, punishing me, torturing me. You're freaks. You're freaks. Okay? You're old freaks, government freaks. You should stand down, selfish Air Force Base, auto industry, government. You should stand down. And try to be the entity that you were supposed to be, not to focus on private citizens for experimentation, because that's a perversion and a mental illness. That's what that is, okay? And you can drive around at night and hide around and skulk and everything, but we're going to put a camera on you so bright at nighttime you'll think you're in the daylight, okay? We're not going to let you hide no more. We're going to watch you. We're going to watch you way closer than you've been watching us. Sure, you got technology on your side to point at us and try to hurt us and that, but we got God on our side. Okay, so you do you and we're going to do us and we're going to rock with God and Archangel St. Michael and Buddha and Kuan Yin and Paramahansa Yogananda and Goddess Astarte. Oh, yeah. Goddess Una. Oh, yeah. The saints, the ancestors, spiritual guides. Yeah, that's who we're going to rock with. Okay, and you're rocking with the devil and just keep doing it. Okay, and we're not going to be controlled. We're not going to be, you know, violated. You just stand down. Leave us alone and go on and make that apology and shut this down. It's over. You've been exposed. Okay? You're perverts. That's what you are. You're mentally ill. And the majority of the ones, at least in my life, the government people, they're homosexuals, the white men. They're homosexuals. I don't have, like I said, anything against a homosexual at all. But that's stating a fact. These are homosexuals in the government.
in Selfridge, auto industry, and the military that are in my life. Bunch of them. Bunch of them. I kid you not. They cover me. And they're homosexuals. And they sometimes give me that look, you know, like that. I don't know. It's very mean. But I give it right back to them. Okay? You're not going to turn me against homosexuals because all the homosexuals have started assaulting my life. And you all, mostly everyone is white. You're not going to turn me against the white race because I'm never going to be racist. So your psychology is just not going to work, whatever you mean to do to me with my brain and that. I'm going to stay focused and talk to God and wish you away and pray you away. And as instruct all the other targeted individuals to do the same. But like I said, I wanted to make this quick little, you know, recording to let them know I'm not no fool. I know why you deleted those podcasts, and that's why I said on this one what it was. A police officer came to my house. That was a gang stalking situation, okay? It's not a big deal. We know you're gang stalkers. He hangs down at the other end. That police officer that came to my home is a local police that's involved in my gang stalking, and he hangs it down on my block at the corner house, okay? Period. And I don't want no part of him, so he should stop focusing on me and my life. Okay, because I'm not going to put myself in his path knowing he's a gang-stalking police officer. That's dangerous. A gang-stalking police officer, that's dangerous. So I'll stay at my distance from him. I know he has a very bad plan for me because he came into my home with it. I'm sitting on my sofa after I disarmed my guardian alarm for like 10 minutes, and all of a sudden, boom, boom, it started off. Next thing you know, the police is pulled up. So I know that they were planning to maybe shoot me. And say, because they said it was a call that someone's in here, a shooter, has me maybe held at a hostage situation. That's the type of call it was, which means they could have came with guns blazing. So he had a very bad plan for me, that police officer. And I won't forget that. I don't take that lightly. I don't think there's nobody on planet Earth that wants a gang stalking police officer in their life. I don't think nobody wants that. You know, we already have enough weapons pointed at us. We don't need the police with their guns, too. So that's what's happening in my life. And I just want to speak out on it. And I'm very grateful to God Almighty for anybody that listens to us and want to help in any way. Just help us by spreading the word. Spread the word everywhere so they're talking about it everywhere. So they have to stop. Don't let this secret keep going on. These are perverts, guys. It ain't cool, man. I don't want... pervert men following me everywhere I go. It's disgusting. I don't want it to change me and make me angry to where, you know, a lot of my earlier podcasts, it was so angry. I cursed a lot. I was angry. My voice went up and down. It changed. I sound like an evil bitch. I'm sorry. Okay? It's just that this sort of thing like this will take its toll on a person's life. They want to harm us secretly. They want us to be okay with that. That's not normal. That's not normal at all. To want to violate a person, you just want to have your way with them in their life. You want to have your way with them. And you don't want them to say, leave me alone. Wait a minute. You don't tell me to leave you alone. I want to have my way with you. And I'm going to force my way. This is who they are. What makes you think you should be knowing me or looking at me? You shouldn't be in my space. You know what I'm saying? You're people that we don't want around, but you're like, no, we're going to be around. We're doing this little experiment. I'm just going to go out and take a look at the gang stalker. We're going to do this. We're going to be right there. So, yeah. So I'm sitting out just looking at my gang stalker neighbors. He just slithered to the side in the house because they don't want to be watched. That's one thing they don't want to be is they don't want to be watched. They want to watch you. They don't want you watching them. They want to watch you. So all we have to do, guys, is turn the tables on them and start watching them. Watch them close and watch them hard. Because nobody wants a gang stalker in their life, in their vicinity, in their presence. And you know what? I'm a better actor than they are. I can pretend like I don't even know you're a gang stalker. I don't mind pretending that you're a gang stalker. I don't know you're a gang stalker. I don't mind that at all. Because guess what? I'm intelligent. I'm not going to stoop to your level. Get in your face, are you gang stalking me? Or something ignorant. No, you won't have the pleasure of that. That won't ever happen.
You're monsters, and we want to be left alone. And you monsters, you want us in your life as an experiment, and you want us to be okay with that. We're not okay with that. We're not okay with that. We're not okay with being experimented on and tortured for your pleasure because you're a freak. You're a freak of nature. If you need to watch somebody get experimented on and tortured for your pleasure, you're not even human. You're an animal. Yep. You're a freaking animal. That's what you are, a freaking animal, if that's what you do. And like I said, guys, get your cameras out. We're going to take them down. Get your cell phones, get your cameras. Just start showing everybody them. And we all have them. The ones that live closest to you, they're the gangstalkers. Right closest to your house, trust me. They want your neighbors to gangstalk you. So it's your neighbors. They'll pull a car right up to your house. Right up to your house. And there'll be stuff going, emitting into your home. Because there's going to be a... I mean, I'm not saying that people can't have a parking space right by your house. Look at their energy, though. You know what I mean? Look at their energy. You can tell when somebody's doing something. I mean, my neighbors, it's obvious. They run out and pull their car over. You got a driveway, but you want to park close to the, you know, my house in the street, but you have a driveway. That's obvious. See, when you make it obvious, I'm intelligent, so I'm going to figure it out. I'm not going to pretend, oh, maybe. No, it's not a maybe. It's a I already know. It's not a maybe. No more maybe. Wonder if, no, I don't wonder. We know. So now what we've got to do, guys, is run them out of here. We already exposed them. Now we've got to run them out of here. And the only way we're going to be able to do that, get your cameras out, get the pictures, start photographing them. They don't want to be photographed. You think they want people to know they're a gang stalker? Oh, no. They want to act like Mr. Jones, Miss Nice, Mrs. Smith. I'm a nice person. No, you're a gang stalker. You're low. So get your cameras out. You're getting gang stalked. Send it in. Let us see the people that think they have the right to gang stalk you. Let us start seeing these people that want to do this horrific crime secretly. Let's make it not a secret anymore. It's a secret that has to come out. Just like if a child's getting molested. They shouldn't be getting molested. It shouldn't be able to be kept a secret. Somebody should save that child. It should be a way that that child should get saved. Because some people will molest a child from a child to a grown-up. They'll come over to a person's house and a person married, and they'll come and molest them and go out and the person don't know what to do. You know what I mean? So please understand, this is very serious. These people are very sick. They're very sick and perverted. And at the end of the day, what you have to do is you have to believe in God. You have to believe in God. At the end of the day, if you don't believe in God, you might not hang in there. We got to hang in there. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and we could hang in there. At the end of the day, all I want to say is that these gang stalkers, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. The little technology, they're going to teach you a lesson. They're going to mess your technology up. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. You know, go get a brain. Go get a life. Leave people alone. Leave us alone. We don't know you. We don't want to know you. Leave us alone. Okay? So anyway, I just want to say that we got to keep praying. These people think it's a game. They think it's a game. We have to show them this is not no game. This is our life. So with that said, I'm going to end with a prayer. My favorite prayer. Because I do think that God is listening. I just feel it. I don't think I'm going to say that same prayer. I think I'll say a different prayer. Yeah, because I would hate someone to not feel it. I want us to feel these prayers. So, yeah. I was outside. I don't want to get a little cold. Prayer for victory in battle. And we are in battle. We're in battle. We just don't have a weapon to fight back, but they have us in battle. So prayer for victory in battle, read by Yahya. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. One more, guys. Prayer for deliverance from enemies. St. Michael the Archangel. No, I'm sorry. Let me start again. Prayer for deliverance from enemies. Read by Yaya. St. Michael, thy help is my salvation. I ask thee to guard me from danger, deliver me from all evil, free my enemies from the bondage of hatred, and let not anger burn in their hearts. Instill in them the peace and love and forgiveness toward me which I bear toward them. Let me be my example, prove, I'm sorry, let me by my example prove my sincerity in my efforts to turn from rage and wrath, inviting in its place love and tranquility. Amen. I want to say this too. They have a situation in place where they can have you stuttering. They can have your mouth real dry. They can make your mouth overly watery. With some other things. They can make you like you're starting to try to talk or whatever. They can make like a whole cold shiver come over your body where you'll be like, ooh, just kind of can't get it together and keep doing what you're doing. They want to throw you off course of your life and sit back and take notes. Well, this happened when I did that to them. These are nut jobs. These are crazy people. These are mad scientists. They have to be stopped. They're not nice people. If you look at my Twitter page, you'll see all, I listed, not all of them, but I listed a lot of the experiments they have done over the years. And I got them from a very reliable source. So yeah, they've done a lot of experiments that have hurt a lot of people. And they like to do them to the death. They want to do an experiment till you die. And then once everyone's dead, they get an apology. They get the former president, somebody, to get up there and say, we're so sorry. We had no idea this has happened. And all these millions of people that died, we want to apologize to the people right now. And if we do wrong, we will admit it wrongs and admit it and all that. No, you stop lying. Stop it. You do experiments on people and it's wrong and you need to stop it and stop lying and stop doing it. Just stop it already. It's 2022. It's 2022 now. That's kind of like a tongue twister, though. It's 2022. I love how it sounds, though. Let's shut them down in 2022, guys. Yaya out. Happy New Year, targeted individuals, seniors and veterans and all the other wonderful listeners. It's Yaya. Just kind of wanted to talk about a few things. You know, this thing have been exposed. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The targeting, secret targeting of innocent individuals, it have officially been exposed. And I believe the end of last year was really exposed. Everybody was talking about it, you know, everywhere. I think you could hear the buzz about it. So you got to understand something, though, guys. If everybody's talking about it, and there's a buzz going on about it, and it's probably going to get exposed. Guess what else is happening? I mean, let's just use common sense. They don't want it to be exposed. Okay? That's where we're at right now. They don't want it to be exposed. This is just like, let's just say, the Tuskegee syphilis experiment went on for 40 years and it was exposed. So I'm sure, you know, at that time, when that was exposed, all those men were dead, though. It was exposed a little late. Those men were dead. They experimented on them to the death. That's what they want to do. Experimentation by the government is supposed to be to the death. You're a sacrificial lamb. We're the government. We're going to pick you. We choose you at random. Pick him, her, them. We experiment on you. We're done. We toss you away. But that's not normal. As you can't perceive that. You can't comprehend that. But that's what it is. That's what's happening. I'll tell you why. I know firsthand. Because that's what happened to me.
I was chosen as a child. I didn't have a choice. I didn't raise my hand and say, hey, Mr. White man in the projects, pick me, pick me. Hey, Mr. Government man and walking around the Parkside Projects, pick me, pick me. No, I was a little black girl in Parkside Projects, minding my business, and I got chosen. I didn't say pick me, I got chosen. I didn't know I was chosen, but I was chosen. That was then, and this is now. You chose me. And now, I understand the whole situation. I'd like you to leave me alone and stop experimenting on me and let me live my life. I don't care if you give me not $1. I don't care. It's more important for me for you to go away. Not no money. What's important to me is that you go away and never touch me again and never put a camera in my house again and never follow me again and never try to listen to me again. That's what's more important to me. See, you don't got to give me a penny. If you could stay away from me for life, that would be worth zillions of dollars to me. Because guess what? You've been in my life on every level. And what I mean by that is you've experimented on my genitals. I mean, my genitals? Yeah. I remember one time they did something up in my butt. I was sitting up saying, oh my God, oh my God. And I put my head back because I had to lay back. It was like something happening up in my butt and it wasn't good. I guess it was rape. I don't know. But guess what? I didn't like it. So what I'm saying is, there's people doing things to me I don't like and I don't want them to do them no more. I finally realized what's happening. It took a lot of years, but I do get it now. You've been being secretly experimented on by the government. You're in a secret government program. You've been in one from the 60s. So you've been in the programs from back then. You're in one now because we've advanced it to be what it is today, targeted individuals. But when you were in, we were doing MKUltra, all these experiments to you because that was back in the day when you were in. So my point is this. I'm a human being, and I'd like to think of myself as a decent, pretty decent human being. I love people. I love God. I love animals. I love kids. I love old people. I love love. I love me. So I don't think it's fair for somebody to just pick me. I want you. Come here. I mean, wait a minute. No. No, mister. I can't go with you. I don't want to go with you. Mr. Big, Bad, Strong Government Man or company or group of men, whatever y'all are, entity, I don't want to go with y'all. They're like, well, we have a way to take you anyway. While you're in your bed, while you're walking down the street, while you're sitting on the toilet, we can take you anyway, any way we want. That ain't fair. That's not fair that you could just take me. That ain't fair. I could be in my bed and you could be doing stuff to me from next door. That's not fair. I could be driving down the street and you can have somebody right behind me and be pointing something to me. It ain't fair. It's just not fair if you can drive down the street in your car and somebody can follow behind you and be pointing something to you to harm you. That ain't fair that you have these tools to do something that sinister. It's not fair that you can come into my house when I leave and do different things in my home, poison my food. And put things, I mean, it's just crossed the line on so many levels to get to me. You got an obsession for me, and I don't want that. Yes, I'm very desirable, but you can't have me. You can't have me. I want a decent person to have me. I want someone decent to have me. I'm decent. I deserve someone decent. I don't deserve the government saying, you're mine. You're my bitch. You don't get nobody. Well, I haven't had nobody for 20 years. They're making sure they make sure I don't have nobody coming in my life. 20 years and counting. I want out. I want freedom. I want safety. I want to be able to go worship God somewhere in a nice house where I'm safe, where I don't have no houses right close to me, Because the house is close to me. They're going to give that person something to point in my window. I don't get it. I don't want no house real close to mine no more. Never in life. Mm-mm. They go get somebody to come and sit in that house right next door to mine and point right in my window stuff. Because it's happening right now on every side of me. I kid you not. On every side of me, somebody's pointing something into my window, into my life, at me. Compliments of the government. It's a shame and a disgrace, but it's happening. And I'm going to speak about it because I've been talking to God about it, crying out about it for so many years. God, what am I going to do? You see this. If you my God, you got to do something. You know I'm faithful and loyal to you, and I try to be decent. You know who I am, God. How could you be letting this happen to me? And God said, keep on trusting me, and everything going to be okay. And that's what I did. I kept trusting God, and guess what he did? He gave me a platform to speak about it on. If that's what he's going to do, and if this is my way out, I'm okay with it. I'm not going to question it. If I'm supposed to leave this earth at the hands of the government experimenting on me, at least I can tell my story before I go. But I hope that it don't happen like that. I don't want to be here like everybody else want to be here. But I want to have a good life. I don't want to be here and getting stuff stuck up my butt and riding down the street and people pointing stuff at me and laying in my bed and people experimenting on me. I don't want to be here like that. But I'll tell you one thing I would never do. I never commit suicide. Because that's one way they do you. When you talk too much, we're going to kill you and since you committed suicide. That's one of their favorite methods. That's not cool, man. The things y'all have done to people and me, not just people, but me too. I'm very saddened today to think that our government could be so shady. You're shady, man. You're shady. You're shady. Let me tell you something else that I'll never forget. I'll never forget it. I looked at the apology that former President Bill Clinton did on YouTube. I looked at it, and he was apologizing this time, because they make apology every time they kill a bunch of people. This time the apology was for the radiation experiment. Said they were really trying to, they didn't mean no harm, but they killed a bunch of people. But long story short, let me get back to my point, because sometimes you lose your point. So basically, what caught my attention was what he said. And what he said was, when the government does wrong, because he was saying that they did wrong with that experiment. They did the wrong thing, and they were apologizing to the American people in the community. That was the purpose of that speech that he was giving. They were making an apology for killing all these people. We're apologizing to the American people on the news. We're apologizing. We're so sorry. See, he said, and I quote, "When the government does wrong, then they have a moral responsibility to admit it." That's what he said out of his mouth. When the government does wrong, then they have a moral responsibility to admit it. Admit it. He said admit it. He didn't say cut y'all a check. He didn't say that, because I know that's what they're worried about. They don't want to cut you a check even though they raped you for life. They still don't want to pay you. We know that. So anyway, he was saying admit it. Admit it. Yeah, that's all I want. If you admit it, I'm good. And leave me alone too, of course. Admit it and leave me alone. Bye-bye. I'm happy. I'm happy for the rest of my life. Admit what you've done to me. Say, you don't even got to say you're sorry. You don't have to say you're sorry, but don't try to make like you didn't do it. I'm crazy. Or you did it, but I better not tell her, you're going to harm me. Don't do those things. See, that's where we're at now. Someone's trying to harm me. See, but it's so low-key and behind the scenes, you feel me? A person probably wouldn't figure it out. These are mercenaries, assassins, and all that. But what? Come on now. But that don't make no sense. You set out to experiment on people, but illegally. People don't want to just get experimented on. Get chosen, you walking down the street, choose her. Pick him over there. Like that, people don't want that. I know people don't want that. I know people don't want that. I know it. People don't want to say, well, I'm on my way to work. I got chosen for an experiment. you know, they don't want that. I was over at my auntie's house. I left and went to the store. They chose me for an experiment. People don't want it. It doesn't make sense. It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous to think that you can select a person and put them in an experiment secretly and experiment on them. And lo and behold, if they ever found out and woke up to it, oh my God, I think the government's experimenting on me. Now it's time to make sure people think they're crazy. We're going to make sure people think that person is crazy. And guess what usually happens? People usually think they're crazy because they got doctors in place that'll help them with that. They got the police that'll rush you. The police are coming to do their part. I don't want to speak negatively against the police. Let me tell you why. Because I don't think it's all police. Okay? I do believe in the police, baby. Believe that. I believe in the police. See, we need the police. Okay? It's not every police, guys. It ain't every single policeman. It's some police are gang stalkers. It's sad to say. But then again, it's gone wild today. It's run rampant through the community, this gang stalking. So yes, different people are in on it. The police that I think that are in on it, that came to my house yesterday, pissed me off. Because I get home and I take my alarm off. I disarm my house and come on in and sit down. You know when you have guardian alarm. Okay? Guardian alarm system. They might be part of the gang stalking program, for all I know, because they let somebody in my house and I had it armed, and I know they had came in here. That's why I put the chairs up to the door, because the last time they came in my house, I realized it, my alarm was on. And I said, nah, they got me messed up. You can think I'm crazy all day riding by my house looking at chairs tied up to my door so people don't get in. I don't care. I'm going to live the right way by God. You're not going to disrespect me and violate me. I didn't sign up for that from no one because I don't disrespect and violate anyone else. So back to the story. I get in my house because I disarmed my guardian alarm. I sat down on the sofa, was tending to some things. Okay? I'm in the house, mind you. Been in here for a couple minutes. Looking around, doing different little things on the sofa, looking at things. All of a sudden, guess what happens? My alarm starts doing a police thing. Like, police. I'm like, what's happening? And it took me a minute to realize it. But I go to the thing and shut it off. And I'm like, what was that about? So you know right then what just happened shouldn't have happened. That shouldn't have happened because, see, I had disarmed the alarm and sat down and started doing different things. So this is where it gets tricky. If your guardian alarm, if you disarm it, a couple minutes go by, it don't arm itself again. Police, it don't do that. But that's what happened to me yesterday. Oh, you know the police showed up. Two cars, one man, one lady. Two police cars, one man, one lady. Why are you here? I asked them. I didn't let them come to the porch because I know you shouldn't be here and something's wrong. So I opened the door and I said, what's going on? We got a police call, emergency, a shooting. No, what did they say? I don't know. I guess somebody got a gun on you. That alarm has been sounded. So what they said is, the alarm that they got, the call that they got was a shooter, meaning someone has a gun on me, okay? So they were ready to come around here with some guns out because they could have easily said, we got a call from her house that it was a shooter. So we went there and then we made a mistake and killed her. That could have happened real easy yesterday here, okay? So I only am bringing this up because I've been speaking out about being experimented on, and they don't like it, so this is different ways they're going to try to come at me now. And I spoke on that way because that's dangerous for the police to come to my house and say that they think that somebody has a gun on me. Because then that means you might can pull your gun out if you get that call and then shoot me. That's why I stopped them at the door, at the street. See, I don't want you to knock on my door and come in and shoot me, and then you and your partner cover it up. and say, you thought I had a gun, or put a gun in my hand. I don't know. But that was very shady for the police to come to my house after my alarm was disarmed for some minutes. And then when I look back at my phone, guess how they did it? Guardian, or whoever is the cell tower, the messaging, I don't know. Because it's government. So what they did was, it read that the alarm was disarmed at da-da-da-da, and then it said 1 minute later that the police thing call did their thing. That can't happen. Once you disarm your alarm, it's disarmed. It don't just arm itself again a few minutes later. It just don't do that. But it did it in my life because I'm speaking out about being experimented on. And they don't like that. They would like me to go away. And I don't want to go away. I didn't do anything wrong. I just don't want to be experimented on anymore. And I wish that they would stop doing it to all of us. We're called targeted individuals. So that's shady, man. You're experimenting on us and we don't want you to anymore. We never did want you to. But we didn't have enough information on the whole situation. But now we do. You know why we do? Because we've been doing research. We've been doing research to find out that there's a lot of experiments that have gone on. 1950, the Bluebird, LSD, Project Artichoke, MK Ultra. Okay? You've been doing experiments over and again, over and again. Project Stargate, Operation Paperclip. You just do experiments and experiments and experiments on people to the death. And you don't want nobody to say a word because that's what you want to do. You just want to experiment on people and then to the death. And that's your thing. That's just it. That's just it. You just want to experiment on us to the death. God forbid you try to speak out. You're out of here. Okay? No, don't come for me. Don't do it. I'm asking God Almighty and Archangel St. Michael and the guardian angels to protect me. Jesus, Goddess, Ishtar, Buddha, I'm asking for your protection. I'm asking the nine choirs of angels, the seraphim angels, the cherubim angels, the thrones. I'm asking for your protection today because the government wants to harm me for speaking out about being experimented on. Yes, I'm asking for the protection of the powers angels, virtues angels, the dominions angels. Because the government wants to harm me, y'all. Because I don't want to be experimented on anymore. I'm asking for the protection of the principalities, archangels, the angels today and every day of my life because they've singled me out for harm. As a child, they singled me out for harm. And I've been getting experimented on. All these experiments, they do them one after the other. Operation Mockingbird. Operation Midnight Climax, Operation Northwoods, Operation Acoustic Kitty is one they use with me. They have these birds come to my house. I want it to stop. I want to stop getting experimented on and live my life. I don't want somebody to try to kill me because I don't want to get experimented on anymore. I don't. I don't want you putting something up my butt while I'm sleeping and doing different things to me. I just don't want you to keep doing that to me. I don't. I'm a nice lady. I deserve to live how God want me to live, not you. I don't want you in charge of my life anymore, and you've been in charge of it a long time. I'm a little kid, and I'm in Air Force. Yeah, because that's, come on now. I don't have to say it. Government, you've been doing stuff to me from a kid, man. Come on now. Come on now, man. You've been doing stuff to me since I was a kid. I'm 66 now. I'm going to make a video today so people can see me. Mm-hmm. They put a camera on my phone that'll load right up to my website. So I'm going to start uploading pictures. Because if you're going to do something to me, the world's going to see the change in me. I'm going to start with today. So you can see I'm kind of got a little darkness under my eyes, a little bag. I never have that. And of course, I'm going to start taking better care of myself, too, at the same time. I'm not going to try to start looking sick so y'all can feel sorry for me. I don't want to look sick.
I'm going to be taking herbs and vitamins and green drinks and all that. But I'm still going to show you of what's happening. Because when I go tinkle, it's like coming out like I'm 89, 100 years old. Tick, 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 something. I know something's going on inside my body that shouldn't be happening. You're pointing stuff to me. You don't want outside and make sure the back. I have four lights around my house to keep it lit up. I don't have one in the back anymore because they just shut that down so they can have access to my property to put all this stuff on my property to, you know, pump into my house to hurt me. So that's what's happening in my life right now. And I have to say, I must talk about it. If only to help another person. If only so they can stop doing this. If only so they can worldwide stop all these experimenting on people. This ain't right. I don't think it's nobody in the world that would want to be experimented on. I just don't think people would sign up for that, volunteer for it. I just don't. I don't think anybody in their right mind would say, I want to be experimented on. I just don't think that. So when I do the video, you guys, look for these things, my hairline. I want to point that out. You know what I mean? I have nice hair, but they've raped my body so many years, my hairline is jacked. And I'm going to show it. It's my hairline. It's too, whatever they're doing to my body, my hairline can't take it. My hairline can't take it. My equilibrium is off. Like I'm a little, like, you know, off balance a little bit. My vision a little blurry off and on. It's because they're starting to do something to me. They want me to stop talking. They want my platform to go away. And it's a beautiful platform. It's a beautiful platform. I thank you, Anchor by Spotify. I thank you, Radio Public. You guys rock, baby. Woo, you rock. Woo, Jesus. Twitter, you rock. Mm-hmm. These are the platforms in place today that are helping the world. God, they're helping the world. Thank you. And then we got the government, on the other hand, trying to experiment on people and kill them. See, that can't be. This is 2022. Let's not have it no more. Let's not have it. Let's be able to walk down the street and be safe. You know, as possible, God willing. They still can find a way. And that's not cool. What I think is happening is this. All these experiments that have been done over the years, everybody knows about them. They got little names. You know, this ain't cute to give these little experiments names like it's something normal. You're not ashamed. You know this is happening. It has a name. This program has a name, Targeted Individuals. You give them names. So it's not like it's not happening. We know it is. It's just, I don't think anybody understands the magnitude is happening. What y'all willing to go through for it to continue to happen? You willing to kill a person so they can not talk and you can continue to kill people? You willing to kill a person so they can stop talking about you killing people? You willing to kill a person so they can stop talking about you trying to kill them and others secretly? Well, experimenting on them to the death. Let's be fair. You're just experimenting on them until the death. You know, just throw them away like old rag. Syphilis experiment, toss the men away like old rags. When you got done doing what you did to their penises. So that's all I'm saying today, guys. I don't like getting experimented on. I look at myself as fairly attractive. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm 66, I sure do. Yeah, I'm not conceited. Oh, no. No, not at all. I'm godly. But what I'm trying, my point is this. You want me not to be attractive. You want me to have dark circles and no hairline and can't pee. I can see what you got, the plan you got for me. It's not good. You don't want me to be attractive. I know that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start making videos so people can see me. And any change in me, they're going to see it. I'm going to make videos because this is serious. You can't just hurt a person for no reason. Well, for the reason of not wanting to get hurt. You can't just hurt a person because they don't want to get hurt. But that's what you're doing. So let's just be serious about it now. I live on a dead-end street. All my neighbors are gang stalkers. See? So they strategically chose this spot for me to move, and I'll tell you how. They put this spot in my search engine when I'm looking for a place to move, and it's gorgeous. You guys seen it? It's gorgeous. Who wouldn't want to pick this spot? Dead-end street, private, secluded, nice. But you wouldn't think it's a setup. They got a plan for you when you get in there, baby. You wouldn't think that. Everybody's nice. Hi, how you doing? I live here. Oh, they were talking to me. They were nice. Oh, everybody's white. It's only one black neighbor down the street. I don't care. Not racist. I don't care. It was a setup. This gang stalking avenue. This gang stalking territory. Even in the back, the wetland, somebody's back there behind all them trees set up to point stuff here. Something's back there pointing here from the back. They have something, I promise you, set up in the wetlands pointing to my house, making it closed in from every four corners. So my point is this. I don't want someone to think I'm ignorant, crazy, you know, because they want everybody to think all the targeted individuals are crazy, psychotic episodes. You know why they want you to think that? So that they can continue to have this horrible secret experiment go on 50 more years. And maybe they can include you in it. Maybe you listening, they can get you included in it next time. Who's listening? Maybe they'll choose you next time if it's not ended in 2022. Maybe you'll be chosen. So we got to speak out about it. We got to get it ended because it's immoral, inhumane, unjust, illegal. It shouldn't be happening. I'm a decent person. I've never been in trouble with the police, never been arrested, just had a few speeding tickets. Well, maybe a lot, but still. Took care of it. I've always tried to do what's right. I'm honest, not dishonest. I'm decent, not indecent. Okay, so at the end of the day, guys, targeted individuals worldwide, we're just tired of getting experimented on. It's horrible. We want it to stop, and we're just speaking out. We have platforms across the world speaking out about it. When we first were really fixing to make an impact and go march on Washington, and it's a bunch of us, guess what happened to stop us from doing that? The coronavirus appeared. That's when it first appeared. That's when it first ever appeared, when we were getting ready to march on Washington and say, you're going to have to stop this. We had it organized. Ella from YouTube, with her many platforms. She has many. And Ella, who I always speak of, she, like me, does not want to be experimented on anymore. And you have experimented on Ella. She's been in the hospital a lot of times, she said. If you want to email Ella, guys, her email is tiangel2016@gmail.com. And you know she has those calls Tuesdays and Thursdays to talk to people. I'll get those numbers. You know, you can get it from her, but I just want to lose my point. I'm just tired of being experimented on. I'm over it. Yes, I know you're going to come for me. Right next door to my house is how they come for me the most. There's a little shed out there. They meet back there. They point things. They get whatever they're going to recipe, the cocktail they're going to point at me. They point it to my house. They come on my property to do it. And right now, presently, what's happening as I speak, they have disabled my rear camera of my house so that they can come back and forth and put whatever poison they want. Probably pumping through here through consumers. I mean, you know, it's connected. This is a highly connected situation. This ain't nothing to play with. Government level stuff. The cameras in my house, that's military grade cameras. They probably could see me just like clear as a bell. Listen to me clear as a bell. These military-grade cameras I have in every single room of my house, everywhere I've ever lived. Like I said, they shut the light out in the back. I have an electrician coming next week. But they made sure they shut the light out in the back rear of my house when it's time to enter my property and start the damage control. I mean, starting to mess with me. They shut that light out. They have ways to shut your light out. You'll need an electrician because they government level. So I don't have a light in the back of my house. Now it's completely pitch black dark so they can enter my property and further do what they're doing. Like I said, they're starting to work on me and I'm going to start sharing it with everybody. And I just love God and I trust God. I'm not going to be fake and lie. I don't care what happened to me. That's not my story. I do care what happens to me. I'd like to find a good man to date one day, and I'm too afraid to get married. I'm too afraid. I think, what if I marry him and he kill me in my sleep and say, ha-ha, we got her now. That's for speaking out. He's going to be my husband for a few years first. Sleep next to me. No, I'm too scared now. Look what's happened to me. A nightmare. This don't happen in everyday life. This shouldn't happen in everyday life. But it's happening to me. The government have chosen me to be their bitch. For all the wrong reasons. To experiment on. To torture. To punish. If I say something they don't like, I'm getting punished. I'm followed around everywhere I go. I'm not joking. If I'm in a store, they're in a store. If a guy comes up and talk to me, next thing you know, there's another guy right next to him looking at something, just listening to the conversation. There's a guy right there. Another guy pops up. He just happened to be shopping in that same aisle to hear what me and him saying. They don't allow me to talk to people just all like that unless they're there looking. And that's very uncomfortable to live like that. I shouldn't have to live like that. I should be able to live without the government following me around, experimenting on me. You done had your fun with me, man, for 60 plus years. Just leave me alone now. And like I said, I repeat, I don't care. I don't care about nothing other than you leave me alone and let me be safe. And I don't want cameras in my house anymore. I want one day to have a house where somebody come through with a fine tooth comb and make sure we don't got cameras up in here, because they want to do that to me. They want to watch me and listen to me. I'm something they've watched and listened to real close for 60 plus years. Real close, baby. They done watched me real close. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Someone reached out to me from LinkedIn, and I don't know how to say that name properly. LinkedIn, a gentleman, and introduced a writing club or something like that to me. I want to join it because I want to write about this thing here. I wish I could write about this sort of experience type of stuff the rest of my life, because this is an interesting topic. It's a very sad topic, though. But I have the insight on it, though, since I've been experimenting on so long. I have an insight on it now, and I can speak on it. It is not cool. It is not cool to be experimenting on, because you're their experiment. They have to follow you everywhere you go. So you, their experiment, you can't be compromised. So they can't allow people into your life that may find out. So they follow you close so you don't get friends and all that, unless they give you a friend. They throw somebody in there. Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Oh, here's my number. That's the friend they gave you. Something. No. They tried to give me a friend. I almost want to say his name. I'm so angry, but I won't do that. He was a perp. That's okay. I won't talk about anything that I shouldn't talk about. I'm not going to cheapen myself. I'm a lady. I'm not going to cheapen myself and tell you all the things they did to my genitals and all that. This is not the right platform to speak about that on. The day will come, I hope, that I can talk about the things they've done to me, my genitals and all that, but not today. You know, when this is said and done, I would like a reputable physician to examine me and report findings on the news media. Who cares? Mm-hmm. I want to be safe. I want to be free. I want all targeted individuals worldwide to be free in 2022. I wish we could start being free today and they would back down and realize they've been exposed. They're going to stop. Because they have come after me since I'm speaking out. The police came to my house yesterday and it wasn't for something good. It wasn't for something good. When two police cars pulled up to my house yesterday, it wasn't for something good. They said they had got the alarm about a shooter. I guess that somebody got a gun on me, which means they could have came in here with a gun out and harmed me. That happened yesterday. So it's getting serious. You want to harm me for speaking out about being harmed. So you sent the police to my house. You made my alarm arm itself with the police shooter thing. Guardian, I say you part of the problem. I don't trust you, Guardian. That's why I put chairs and stuff all tied to my door when I leave, because I know, Guardian, you have a way to probably let them in here. Because you had a way to make my alarm just start on its own. So I know you can control it from down the Guardian. So I know you can unlock it so they can get in here. Because you made it arm itself. And I'm like, what's happening? That was probably compliments of Guardian. Okay? So no, I'm not going to be an ignorant person sitting back waiting for the government to pick me off. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to speak about it because it's wrong for you to have chosen me as a child, walking through Parkside Projects in the 60s, and have experimented on me to even today, and I'm 66. And furthermore, it's wrong for you to now come after me to try to harm me and silence me because I'm speaking out about it and I have a platform to try to end the targeting of individuals worldwide, all over the world. You want me to be silenced? I'm not cool with that. And I'm not gonna be ignorant and say nothing ignorant. I have said ignorant stuff because I'm angry, but I'm going to try to refrain from that and calm down because I want people to get the gist of this. I don't want them to say, she's an angry bitch. No, I am, though, because of what's happening to me, but I don't want to, like, wear it on my sleeve. I want to compose myself enough to when I'm talking to you guys, I don't break down crying, which I have, or start cussing. I don't want to do that. I want to calm it down. 2022 and talk about this thing more rational. Yeah, more intelligently. This is a thing that's happening. We want to bring awareness to it. We want it to end 2022. We want it to end 100% so that no one's being experimented on anymore. And if they come up with another secret experiment, which they may, because they've never stopped since the 50s coming up with experiments, then I hope and pray that they can be short-lived and people won't get murdered and killed and maimed in them. That's my hope. Because the world was meant for you to live here and God put everyone here. You have a purpose here. It's something you're supposed to do while you're here. Try to find out what it is because it's something you're supposed to do. We all were created for a reason. Find out what reason you were created for. You're supposed to help people. I know you're supposed to help somebody. If you help one person while you're on the earth, you did something good. We're supposed to help. You're not supposed to come to the earth and wish you could experiment on people. I know that's not what God wanted to happen. I don't think he wanted the earth to experiment on people. I don't think he, you know, made the earth, the world for us to be experimented on. So with that said, I'm going to, you know, go. But I want to say you will see some videos. We're going to start with the videos because it's gotten serious. It's gotten serious, guys. You know, they want to silence me, so they send the police here talking about they armed my alarm on its own. They made it arm itself. And then the police showed up. Oh, we said we heard the shooter. I don't know what they say with that alarm they do, which is meaning you in your house. And you punched in the alarm, meaning somebody has a gun on me. That's the one they did. But I was sitting on the sofa for a few minutes before they did it. So that's why I know that could have turned out real bad for me. If I'd have let them knock on my door, it probably would have been bad for me. But I opened the door because I couldn't believe the two police cars were out in front of my house. I stopped them in the street. And I told them. And I said, gang stalking, I know about gang stalking. I don't want you guys to come in here and put your knee on my neck or nothing. I told the police that. And I didn't say it in an ignorant, rude way. It was the right words to say to them because that's the situation at hand right now. I don't want you coming up to the porch. I don't need you. Everything's okay. I didn't push the alarm. The alarm wasn't armed. I had disarmed my alarm 100%. So now I know, Guardian, you shady because you armed it yourself. Guardian, you had to arm it. Guardian, you had to do that. Because I was sitting on the sofa for a few minutes. But if you look at my log, it says 1 minute later, this thing came on. But why would it come on after I disarmed it? That's the point. So that's what I'm going to do next. I'm going to show you a picture of that. Saying that
I disarmed it and it was armed again. Because we can't play with these people. These people will hurt you just for speaking out about getting hurt. So videos are to follow. Right away, I'll start doing videos because I want to show you my hairline. I want to show you my eyes. And I want to just start doing a video all the time now because this is God. God is involved now. Well, he's been involved, but he's telling me what to do next. And he wants me to start giving you a visual and explain it. Like when I get up to go tinkle, I can promise you, you know when you tinkle how it feels, sounds, and whatever. And if it's coming out drizzling something, you know, uh-oh, what's going on? What's happening in my body? Something. So that's happening. I'm gonna explain everything. So if you kill me, they're gonna be able to play this for the world, and maybe you'll have that to stop you from doing experiments. Maybe me being murdered. I don't know. I don't want to, but I'm just saying. I don't know what God's plan is. But I trust him. I trust God. Maybe he want me to come up there with him. I don't know. But I'm with whatever God wants. The Lord is my refuge. So with that said, guys, I'm going to end with a prayer. I don't like to do too long of a broadcast, okay? Prayer for Victory, read by Yaya. Dearest loving Father, I'm tired of being knocked down again and again. I'm weary of the attacks upon my life and my soul. Won't you defend me, Lord? Rise up, O Heavenly Father, rise up and fight for me. My wounds and my hurt are only part of my story, but they are not who I am. I'm done with being a victim. I'm finished believing Satan's lies. Cast him out, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Cast out the enemy now. The only thing left, the only thing that matters is sweet Jesus holding out his hand, lifting me up, embracing me as his restored child. Let me know that your victory begins inside with the conquest of my heart. With Christ as my Savior and King, to him go all honor, all glory, and all thanks. From the bottom of my heart, from the depths of my saved soul, in the holiest name of all, Jesus Christ, amen. To God be the glory. And with that said, I'm signing out. And it's snowing today. It's nice and white snow. We didn't have it for Christmas, but we got it now for the new year. So be blessed and love to all targeted individuals worldwide. May we be free, 100% free. And may we be free from being experimented on. Oh my God. May we be safe in our homes and in our cars. No one would think you couldn't be safe in your home or your automobile, riding down the street and someone's behind you pointing some harmful technology to you while you're in your automobile. That has to stop. I pray to God Almighty that it stops 100%. Amen. Yeah, out.